What if nothing held you back? That thing you want, the unspoken goal, what if you actually accomplished it? How would that make you feel? How much differently would you live your life by knowing that it is actually possible to reach your goals and do the thing? Are you tired of feeling overwhelmed, burnt out, feeling stressed, pulled in every direction, constantly comparing yourself to other people, lacking in confidence? All while driving in the express lanes to make it to the next part of your day as you chug your second or third cup of coffee? Not to mention, you are the queen of long-winded to-do list with an ambitious dream. If only you had more time in your day. Welcome to The Best Day Podcast, the podcast to encourage your heart and speak life to your dreams. I'm your host, Haley. Wife, mama, high school teacher, and encouragement blogger at Graceful and Free. For the last several years, I struggled to find a healthy work-life balance. I was overcommitted, refused to say no, and worked a lot, sacrificing my sleep and my joy just to hustle harder, all while feeling extremely stressed and overwhelmed. Then I became a mom, and I knew something had to give. Through embracing a positive mindset, I have found balance, established boundaries to protect my peace so that I can live every day as the best version of myself. Here to embrace an intentional life, believing that the ordinary can be the extraordinary, and to make sure your heart knows that every day is truly capable of being the best day. Ready to have your best day as the best version of yourself? Well, friend, grab your iced coffee and let's get encouraged. You are listening to episode 145 of the Best Day Podcast. Hey friend, welcome to another episode of the Best Day Podcast. It's Haley, and I hope you are feeling so good this morning. And if you are not, well, listen, you can do this. Your morning can turn around, your afternoon can turn around. Good things can still happen, and I'm believing that for you. It felt so good to have sunshine this weekend. We have been living through some rainy weather. Of course, that's spring for you. And so what a refresh to be able to recharge in some sunlight throughout the weekend, get time outdoors, spend time with my family, really feeling renewed for a brand new week. And I'm really excited about this episode because we are creeping on summer. I feel like before we know it, we're going to be in a whole new season, a whole new pace of life where our schedules look different, our days look different, and what we hope to accomplish changes a little bit as we move into the summer months. And I thought, what better time than now to really look at motivation for the things that we want? Because I know we fall in this cycle, we get in this trap of we think big things and we see this vision of ourselves and how it plays out in our head, but then to actually show up to the moments to get that and make that possible and allow it to actually happen, there's a disconnect, right? Because we get stuck in the busy, we get stuck in the chaos, the day-to-day crazy, and it's easy to stay complacent with where we are. And so instead, another season goes by, and we're still stuck in the same situation. And so I thought, what better time than right now to pour in to you with some motivation to say, hey, the thing that you want, the dreams that you have, the goals that you deeply desire within you, that it is actually possible that you can get it done. And so what we're going to do today is we're going to go through a few steps to really help the motivation stick so that you can actually accomplish your goals, that you can reach the things that you are dreaming of reaching, whether that is fitness, whether that is personal, whether that is emotional well-being, whether that is changing up your lifestyle, whether that is pursuing a creative dream that you have. I want you to feel like it is possible at the end of this episode. And if you need any help, if you need any assistance working out and planning and mapping those goals, I do have a goal planning workbook that I put together that is super rich in planning strategies, goal planning, takes you through step by step. There's also a little video tutorial that goes with it where we get to work together and plan out those goals and figure out what is the number one thing that you want the most right now and how to actually allow that to happen and to make it a reality by putting it on your schedule, allowing it to align with your day-to-day activities to get that done. And so if that is something that sounds interesting to you, if that is something you want to go check out, click the link in the show notes to Goal Planning Workbook to get your copy and get going with reaching your goals. And because through this episode, you will have that motivation and that goal planning workbook is the perfect accessory to help get that done. So if you have any questions, feel free to reach out over on Instagram, either at Graceful and Free or The Best Day Podcast. So motivation to reach your goals. Yes, you can do this, right? I feel like oftentimes when I am in the slower living months of summer, I think to myself, man, I wish I had started making these shifts a little earlier. I wish I had talked to myself a few months back to say, hey, now's the time to start implementing the things that you really desire. And I think that can be obvious when we are wanting to live healthier, to feel healthier, when we're wanting to minimize the stress and really just live more confidently. And that is exactly what we're going to do today, is give birth to the motivation to allow yourself to actually reach your goals. Now, real quick, before we get going into this, I want you to know that simple goals are really important. It's absolutely perfectly great to have a very simple goal. We don't need to be over the top. We don't want to be rooted in perfectionism. We don't want to create insane expectations for ourselves that set us up for failure. We want to start simple and we want to start small, and we really want to prioritize the best way to get there. And if goal planning is overwhelming to you and you're having trouble figuring out how to actually prioritize your goals, I would recommend heading back to episode 131. That was earlier this year's episode on how to actually prioritize your goals and feel good about yourself in the process. And so while this episode is more focused on the motivation to reach your goals, that episode really gives you a clear step into planning those goals. So feel free to check that out as well. Okay, so we're looking at five steps to really give yourself this motivation. And the very first thing we want to do, right? We're trying to find the motivation to reach your goals. So I want you to think right now about yourself. I want you to think about how things are currently going in your life, how you feel about yourself. What are the things you're proud of? What are the things that you are feeling like, okay, this could be a little bit better. I feel like there's a little bit more room here to grow. And I want you to use that as your framework, as the foundation. And the very first step to really find that motivation to go after your goals is to, number one, establish your very clear vision. So the first thing you want to do is to establish your very clear vision of what it is that you want to achieve. In order to have motivation to reach your goals, you need to know what your goal is. And it needs to be simple. It needs to be something that can be achievable, and it needs to be something that is very clearly defined. So the very first thing you want to do is to establish that super clear vision, write it down, put it somewhere where you're going to remember it, put it somewhere where you're going to see it every day, where you can wake up and look at this and go, this is what I'm working towards. That way, when the obstacles happen, when the negative self-talk happens, when all the reasons why you want to tell yourself no start to build and rise within you, you remember that very clear vision and that understanding, this is what I'm trying to achieve. Okay, the second thing to really get that motivation to achieve your goals. The first, of course, know what you want, know that clear vision of what it is you're trying to achieve. The second thing is to figure out who that version of you is once you get there. Think about achieving this goal. Think about what you're gonna feel like having this done. You finally get back to feeling like yourself after going through all the early years of newborn life, toddlerhood. You finally feel more like a human again. You finally know what that dream is, and you've put it out there in the world, and it's happened. Figure out who that version of you is. What are you doing? How do you feel each day when you wake up? How do you feel as you move through the different parts of your day? How do you stand in the moments that are hard? Really clearly understand and figure out who that version of you is that actually reaches your dreams and accomplishes your goals. So often we get stuck in the now. we think of, oh my gosh, I just wish this could change. I wish I could feel differently about this, or I wish this situation wasn't the case. But why not look ahead? Why not grab onto that optimism, have that hope to say, hey, this is not always going to be this way. And I know there's a version of me a few months from now, a year from now that is going to be in a better place. And it's so great to have that end result in mind, because then you can more clearly see the steps to get there. You have the confidence to know that it is absolutely possible. So figure out who that version of you is. What is she doing? This is a great journaling exercise. This is a great, just think about it. Allow yourself to go there. Allow yourself to dream. Don't give yourself the limitations here. Really think about all the possibilities and go for it. So the first thing you're doing, you're establishing your very clear vision. The second thing you're doing to really grab onto this motivation to reach your goals is to figure out who that version of you is. What is she doing? And the third thing is to believe that it is absolutely possible. You have to have that belief. If you start to think, wait a minute, no. I identified what's going to happen in the future. I kind of see that person, but there's no way that that can actually be possible. Right there, I want to stop you. And right there, I want to challenge you. And I want you to start thinking, yes. I want you to start taking those moments of self-doubt and turning them into a victory. I want you to start thinking of those, this is hard moments, I can't do this, and find a yes, yes, I can. Small little wins each moment when you feel that way, to turn the no, I cannot into yes, I can. No, I'm not capable. Yes, I am. Believe that it is absolutely possible. Believe you can do it. Believe that you can feel the way that you want to feel, that you can overcome the challenge you hope to overcome. Believe that it is absolutely possible to reach your goals. I believe that for you. I know it is absolutely possible. I know without a doubt that that thing that's always right there within your heart, speaking loud and clear to you throughout the many parts of your day, I believe that it's absolutely possible to accomplish that. The fourth thing you want to do to be able to really have that motivation to reach your goals is to accept and embrace the uncomfortable. Anytime you're moving forward, anytime you're trying to overcome a hurdle or really change up what currently is your situation to reach for something better, that is going to be an uncomfortable process. And the things in life that are the things that really shape us into the person we become and continue to grow to be, those are the things that are the most uncomfortable. But there is such a growth and a joy when you can live in the uncomfortable. There's so much to appreciate. There's so much to understand and to learn and just fully be in that moment when you don't run from it, but accept it. And so I think this is really clear to do and important to do when you go after your goals and you say, yes, no, now is the time where I'm going to stand in this strong, is to know that it's going to be uncomfortable. Know that it is going to be difficult, but to accept it and to embrace it. Back in 2018, my husband and I ran a marathon together. Both are distance runners. We ran in high school. I ran in college. And I've always, spent almost 8 years coaching cross country. So running has always been a huge part of who I am. And so we wanted to run a marathon together. And the training did not go nearly according to plan at all. I dealt with some injuries I dealt with in college that had flared up while training. And so I was unable to really complete and commit to a full marathon training plan. And so it got to the marathon a couple weeks beforehand. And I just knew that I'm just going to do this. I'm just going to try to run and finish and complete it. And that's all I'm going to do. But in the process of running and training for a marathon, it is very clear and easily understood that a marathon is going to be so uncomfortable that it is not going to feel good running 26 miles. It is not. It's going to hurt. It's going to stretch you. It's going to push you. And that is going to be uncomfortable. But anyone who runs a marathon knows that. And if that's something you set out to do, you embrace the fact that this process is going to be uncomfortable. Anytime anyone does something that's hard and challenging, you got to have the mindset to embrace the hard and the challenge and recognize that there is going to be growth that comes through it. And the feeling you feel when you accomplish the thing that you always wanted to accomplish is an incredible feeling. Running and finishing the marathon and crossing the finish line, obviously my muscles felt a way they have never felt before, immediately stopping. But it also was this deep personal yes, a yes moment of look what you can do, look what you are capable of. And so whatever your marathon is, whatever your goal is, whatever seems hard and seems scary, but you know deep down you want to do it, accept the uncomfortable, acknowledge that it is there for a reason, it is there for a purpose, and embrace it. Because through accepting and embracing the uncomfortable, you are going to go so far, and that is so necessary. And then the final thing for motivation to reach your goals is to know that you absolutely can do this. Not just believe that it's possible, know that this is something that can be done. You can do this. The future version of you is ready, and she is going to be so glad to meet you. She's going to be so glad that you said yes. She's going to be so glad that you took the time to figure out, hey, who is this person when she reaches her goals? How is she feeling? How is she showing up for herself? What is she saying to herself on the good days? What is she saying to herself on the hard days? And so I challenge you this week to really take time to think, what is that number one goal that you want to achieve right now? What is that number one thing that you really want to prioritize? And make it something for you. Now, if it's something for you that's connected to other people, okay, that's great. But make sure this is a goal that is focused on something deep within you that you need. Think about ways that you can pour into your own heart and take care of the you that you have always been created to be. And do that this week. Live boldly this week. Live with the expectation of, hey, I'm accomplishing this goal, and see how that changes you. See how quick you are to say yes to certain opportunities, to say no to other things based on knowing that, hey, I'm actually going to reach my goals. And so to do that, establish your clear vision. Figure out who that version of you is and what she is doing when you reach the goals. Believe it's absolutely possible. Accept and embrace the uncomfortable and know that you can absolutely do this. If you need a little encouragement along the way, please send a message over at the Best Day Podcast. Let me know what it is that you're going after, and I cannot wait to cheer you on in the process every single step of the way. I am so excited to do this again with you next week on another episode of the podcast. Until then, friend, have the best day. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Best Day Podcast. Looking for more? Be sure to subscribe to never miss an episode and have guaranteed inspiration delivered to you weekly. Looking for an accountability group focused on encouragement, positive mindset, and intentional living? Come join the Best Day Facebook group or connect with us over on Instagram at the Best Day Podcast. And remember, your voice matters. Your presence matters. You are valued and your life is a treasure. You are absolutely capable of living your best life every single day in grace and freedom. Until next time, have the best day, friend.